pure daughter comes and says, Mom, or Dad, or both, I have this amazing Muslim that wants to marry me. And that man is African American. Silence. That's arrogance. That's arrogance. Why? Because I think because I'm an Arab or Desi or white American, I am better. True or false? Let's be honest. Right? You know why I'm saying this? Because I do office hours. I meet with the community in California. And that's one of the biggest problems. The young girls comes to me. Or he is not from the same background. I had a mother comes to me, throwing fit. You talk to her. I say, what did she do? I thought she's marrying a non-Muslim. Honestly, this is true. This is our community. These are people who comes to masajid. I'm not talking about people who doesn't. He's a revert. And I said, what is wrong with that? Or a convert. Now, what is wrong with that? He says, La ilaha illallah. All the Sahaba are converts. All Sahaba are converts, true or false. That's arrogance. Let alone Syrian, Palestinian, Egyptian. Come to the Desi, Kashmiri, Hadrabadi. Why? Arrogance. That's arrogance. The first thing Islam did, and that's how they changed the world, is when they broke these barriers. And the number one, or close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the longest neck was who? Sayyidina Bilal. He was the caller for salah. They had the longest neck. And he was slave. I'm going to say the word, black. Do you think if he proposed to Sayyida Fatima, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam would have said no because he's black? Alhamdulillah, you all are feeling it. Ittaqullah fi banatikum. This is what I'm going to say. Because you are a very tight community. Have awe from Allah when it comes to marriages. It doesn't matter who is he, they are all American. I even don't say that. I say they are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Otherwise, that's a no for sure.